Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We just had a slam dunk for the Republican Party. We have a trifecta. We delivered the White House, Senate, House. And look, for all intents and purposes, one-fourth of Pennsylvania's border joins with New Jersey. There are a lot of shared values. And so one thing that we're going to be doing, Steve, from the spring and summer, all in 2025, is going to Wildwood. That's where Philly goes to the beach. Let's register voters and get both New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Well, here on the Annie Fry Show, you certainly know that voice. That's Scott Pressler, who we've been talking to since he's been having dumpsters delivered to Baltimore to just clean up streets. And in doing so, in that amount of time, since he has been coming on the show, he essentially flipped Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. It's been wild to watch his progress, and he is committed to staying in Pennsylvania and continuing his efforts there. But as you just heard Scott Pressler talking about, he's taking his efforts also to New Jersey, and that's how we get our next guest. Paula Scanlon joins us right now, New Jersey coordinator at Early Vote Action, and you can follow her, and I encourage you to do so on X at Paula Y. Scanlon. Paula, thank you for coming on the show with us today. It is a pleasure to meet you and talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course. So we've seen the walk and the talk from Scott in Pennsylvania, and now we get to point to the scoreboard and put measurements of success behind it. New Jersey next. Tell us why New Jersey and what kind of success you're hoping to see there.
Absolutely. So New Jersey honestly even surprised me. I've been hearing whispers. I saw that Wildwood rally that had over 100,000 people there for President Donald J. Trump, which was crazy. But what I saw in the numbers was the results of the election. New Jersey flipped 11 points from 2020 to 2024. What other state in this country had a shift that was that radical? And I've grown up in the Northeast, and I used to have the belief that the Northeast was not worth fighting for, that there was no way a Republican would ever be elected in any major position, that, or even that the state would go red. But after seeing that, we're saying, wow, no, New Jersey might not even just be a purple state. It might even be a red one. So we have our eyes now set on the governor race that's happening in 2025. So New Jersey is one of those off states that does the governor election in an off year, not with midterms. And we are trying to get a Republican governor in New Jersey.
I think it's so inspiring to hear, Paula, that essentially what you are saying, what Early Vote Action, who you are with, is saying, is that New Jersey is worth it. It's worth the time. It's worth the intention. And it's worth the support that people here in our bi-state region. I'm in St. Louis, so I live in Illinois. We could talk about that. And we have a very blue state on the east side of the Mississippi and a very red state in Missouri on the west side of the Mississippi. So when you feel like things are just predetermined, it kind of makes people a little bit apathetic. In New Jersey, are you seeing energy now going into that governor race that will take place this year where people are like, yeah, let's make this happen. Let's put our feet on the ground and see some change in action here.
Absolutely. I mean, I spent the last several days on phone calls with people in all different counties from New Jersey dying to get involved, dying to have help, dying to get Democrats out of leadership positions in their state. I was on a phone call a couple minutes before I hopped on here with a guy who was very eager to get involved and help, and again, turn out voters for a Republican governor and more Republican leadership. So hopefully if you win the governorship, right, that falls down a little bit, and you're going to have people in the state Senate and the state House that are Republicans as well, and people want to see change. And the biggest thing that we're seeing in New Jersey is affordability. People do not like the cost of things. I mean, homeowners can't afford to buy homes. Renters are being screwed over. There's a lot going on, and people are upset about the cost of things. And none of the Democrats have showed any desire to fix that or any tangible plans to actually fix these things.
Paula Scanlon is with us right now. She is with Early Vote Action, and she's working to help flip New Jersey red this year as they have a important midterm race, I might say, that takes place in 2025. I've got some numbers here from the NewJerseyGlobe.com. New Jersey Republicans outpaced Democrats by more than 2-1 margin on voter registration in 2024, reducing the Democratic voter registration edge to 896,000, down from over a million 4 years ago. So the numbers are trending this way, just like you were talking about the difference in the 2024 election results. You're talking about affordability for New Jerseyans. When you are focusing on getting a message out, do you keep the message really narrow? Do you touch on all of the issues that maybe a red voter versus a blue voter might be interested in? Or do you just keep it in the lane of the economy?
We definitely branch out. I mean, I just listen to the people. I have been talking to people who live in New Jersey and just hearing what hits them. And when we go to certain areas, obviously hitting on things that are closer to home. But what I've noticed is the thing that's come up every single time is the affordability, is these high costs, these high home prices, all of those different factors. And so obviously that's the general thing that people are struggling with. We're going to continue to bring that up, but we are looking at smaller issues. We're hearing from all the different people. And again, we're just trying to show them that there is people that are listening. We are listening to them. Republicans do have their best interests at heart, and we're encouraging them to say, okay, you're unhappy with what's going on. Now get out there and go vote in November, or vote early before then, and put a Republican in a government position.
We're speaking with Paula Scanlon here on the Annie Fry Show, and we're talking to her about the efforts from Early Vote Action to move not away from Pennsylvania, but really to add New Jersey into the mix. How do people who are listening to our show right now, middle of the country, St. Louis, Missouri, a lot of Illinois listeners as well, like I said, where I'm from, how do we watch what Early Vote Action is doing in New Jersey, support your efforts there, and then maybe take some notes about how we could use those here in our hometowns?
Absolutely. I mean, you can get on our website, earlyvoteaction.com. If you're so inclined to donate, you're welcome to do so. Not going to make you. But you can also look at the voter registration tools, because there is resources for other states. But just talking about grassroots efforts to get these things done, I mean, it's not this fancy organization. It's not, you know, a ton of money. It's just getting out to highly populated areas and talking to people and saying, hey, are you registered to vote? And encouraging them to go out and vote. And that's really what it comes down to. And you can do that wherever you live. And I know there are people in other states that are dying for us to come expand. And the goal someday is to look into other states and continue to grow this operation and teach people how to take an election and win through the grassroots efforts, which is exactly what this is. It's really mobilizing local people that are just excited and passionate about this and just want to better their community by electing leaders that actually have their best interests at heart.
I have the Early Vote Action app on my phone. I was always paying. I'm showing it to our listeners here right now. Just pulled it up. Scott Pressler is very persuasive. He tells you to do
you
something.
Can write letters too. Yeah. That's something people have done from other states. So
talk to me about that.
Please get on there.
If you download the Early Vote Action app and you get on there, what can people do from the comfort? I mean, we've got a lot of snow here right now. Maybe you do too.
Where you can write letters to people. That helped a lot in Pennsylvania. And so you don't have to be from the state. It's just, again, encouraging people. There is something for everyone in this country to do and to help. And it's not exclusive just to New Jersey, right? We're still staying in Pennsylvania. Scott is also talking about Wisconsin. He's talking about everything. And so this is not just we're only in one state. This is everywhere in this country. We want to save this entire country, not just focus on one state.
Yeah. And watching Scott's efforts, and like I said, we've talked to him for a long time before I remember when he was like, I will not, I was like, maybe 2022, maybe after midterm, he's like, I am not leaving Pennsylvania until I've registered everybody here. And then he did it. And then we won Pennsylvania. Who saw it coming? Paula, we hope to be talking about you in the same way at the end of this year when those New Jersey election results come in. And I, as an Illinois voter passionate about my home state, know that it's very blue, know that there's a lot of corruption that exists in the blue state nature of Illinois. We'll be taking copious notes on how you guys move through this New Jersey effort. We hope for great success, and we'd love to have you come back on and tell us how it's going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for just giving us the time to talk about this. And again, we're all in this together. So anyone listening, we'd love to have your help. If you want to get involved, check out earlyvoteaction.com.
You bet. App. Thank you. Get the app. Absolutely. Paula Scanlon, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. So it is so wonderful to see the expansion of Early Vote Action. Actually, I should say this, the establishment of Early Vote Action that came amidst Scott Pressler's efforts to win Pennsylvania, and to be able to see it expand into something, Early Vote Action, that is now going to New Jersey. If you're like me, I mean, if you're an Illinois voter, okay. If you are somebody who is in Missouri, yeah, I know a lot of you who are in Missouri who used to be in Illinois. I know it. And you're asking me, maybe even right now on our socials, Annie, just move. Just do it already. I get it. I understand it. My family is in Illinois. My home is in Illinois. And I would like to fight to save Illinois. And when I see New Jersey get put into the conversation, I go, well, why not us? Why not here? So I'll be watching very carefully what Paula is able to accomplish in New Jersey. And gosh, sometimes I want to throw myself completely into the whole mix and just say, let's actually dedicate ourselves to getting some common sense back into government for Illinoisans. It absolutely needs to happen. A quick break here. When we come back, I'll read a few more of your comments on the YouTube live chat poll. Should America pursue acquiring Greenland in some capacity? Yes or no? Mark said, I chose yes. Allow the Greenlanders maintain their identity and culture and lower our cost of natural resources and increased security militarily. Gosh, that is a wonderful case, Mark. I stand by all of that. And Hunter, talking a little bit about our discussion at the beginning of this hour, Mark Zuckerberg and his recalibration of how information is policed on Facebook. He's making a lot of changes. He's making a lot of promises. I think we are all in a maybe trust but verify, if not just verify. What is to happen there? Hunter asks a very important question about Mark Zuckerberg's transformation evolution here. Will they be bringing back the poke feature? Wouldn't it be funny to go back on Facebook and start poking people again? How weird was that? I am in favor also of bringing it back. Thank you, Hunter. Quick break. When we come back, a few more of your comments on the YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.